The Woodland Gospels by Jeremy Lloyd. "I vote we stay here," said Captain Beaky. "It's rather fun, like camping out. And I think Old Owl makes the Bible very interesting." "So do I," said Toad. "I wish I'd met Jesus. I don't think I've ever met a really special person. Apart from all of you, of course." "Shush," said Rat. "Unless I'm mistaken, we're not alone."
"What?"
stammered Toad, peering into the gloom. "I can see a pair of eyes," said Rat, "and they're staring at us."
"What if it's the devil?" whispered Toad. "And he catches us reading the Bible?"
"Don't be silly," said Captain Beaky. "Anyway, we're not reading it. Owl is." Owl peered over his spectacles into the gloom. "It's that snake hissing, Sid," he said, "and he's spying on us."
"I'm not spying," hissed Sid. "I was listening. It's the best story I've ever heard. Can I join you?"
"Join us," said Rat. "Certainly not."
"Hold on," said Owl. "He may be bad, but we should try and help him. Let him in."
"What? Hissing Sid, the evil snake," said Rat, "whose great-great-great-great-great-great-granddad started all the trouble."
"That wasn't his fault," said Owl. "I say we give him a chance."
"I agree," said Captain Beaky. "There are five of us." "All right, Sid," he called. "You can come in. But one false move and we'll tie you in a knot and throw you in the river."
"So kind," hissed Sid, and slithering under the side of the boat, he curled himself up in the corner.
Toad moved behind Reckless Rat and, putting his thumb to his nose, he made a rude sign at Sid.
"That'll do," said Owl. "For as Jesus said, we must love our enemies and pray for people who hurt us. For they are the ones who need help, because there's nothing special in just being good and loving to those who love you. We must feel sorry for Sid. He doesn't know any better than to steal things."
"What's stealing?" hissed Sid.
"There you are," said Owl. "He doesn't know."
"Tell us," said Captain Beaky, "what's your most favourite possession?"
Hissing Sid scratched his head with his tail and said, "Haven't got one."
"Well, if you had and someone took it, what would you do?"
"Swallow them," hissed Sid. "It's no use," said Toad. "He's just bad."
"People who are well," said Owl, "don't need a doctor.
Sid is not well and needs help."
"Thank you," hissed Sid. "Are there any biscuits?"
"Chocolate ones," said Captain Beaky, taking a packet from the basket.
Sid swallowed one so quickly that they could all see it going down.
"Now, pay attention," said Owl, "because I'm going to read you an important parable that Jesus told."
"What's a parable?" said Bat.
"It's a story within a story," said Owl. "A farmer got a handful of seeds and threw them into the air.
The wind blew them, and some fell on stony ground, and some among weeds, and some on nice fresh soil. And the ones on stony ground died, and the ones among the weeds got tangled up and died, and the ones that fell on fresh soil grew into strong wheat."
"You didn't say it was wheat," said Bat, "just seeds."
"You are typical stony ground," said Owl.
"Is there any fresh soil listening?"
Yes, said Captain Beaky. The story means some people benefit from learning and some don't.
Wouldn't it have been easier to say that, asked Rat, instead of all that mumbo-jumbo?
Mumbo-jumbo, as you call it, said Owl, makes people work things out for themselves.
If they have the brains to work them out, said Toad.
You will understand this, said Owl. The seeds represent ideas of what is good and what is bad. The words of Jesus are told to everyone, but some don't listen and some don't understand or even try to. But the reason why Jesus did all those miracles was so that the people would believe that he really was the Son of God. And if they believed that, then they would believe in God and in goodness. They'd be kind and they'd forgive people who had been unkind and they'd try not to be greedy and they'd help people who were less fortunate. And if they believed in God, then they would live forever in heaven and the kindest and gentlest of them would be the most popular when they got there.
Heaven? Never heard of it, said Hissing Sid.
That doesn't mean that it isn't there, said Captain Beaky.
Well, said Sid. Will I go to heaven when I die?
No, said Rat. Definitely not.
Then I don't want to waste my time here, hissed Sid.
Hold on, said Owl. Since when has reckless Rat decided who does and who does not go to heaven?
Sid's not good enough to go to heaven, said Rat.
I agree, said Captain Beaky. That goes for me too, said Toad.
And me,
squeaked Bat.
Have all of you, asked Owl, been so good all your lives that there's not one bad thing you have done, not one thing that you can think of?
Well, maybe one, said Rat.
Well, perhaps one and a half, said Captain Beaky.
Well, little things that no one knows about, said Toad.
I can't remember anything, said Bat, except telling a fib occasionally and then I probably didn't.
What's the difference, asked Owl, between one bad thing and a lot of bad things?
23, said Bat. I'm only guessing, of course.
It appears that none of us are perfect, hissed Sid.
Captain Beaky looked rather anxious.
You mean none of us will go to heaven if we've made a mistake?
We all make mistakes, said Owl. Even I do, and of course God forgives mistakes.
Just as well, said Rat, because you made the biggest one today. You were responsible for frightening all the people away.
I've already admitted that, said Owl. Now, if I can get back to the story, the important thing is that Jesus did a lot of miracles so that people would take notice. If, on the other hand, he had managed to get all the people in the world together in the same place, he would have had to do only one big miracle to convince them who he was, and having done that, to get them to believe in what he said.
I've got a question, said Toad. To save all this trouble of having to walk about everywhere and go through all these different things, like starving and being tempted, why didn't God, if he was so powerful, why didn't God just appear to everyone, you know, as tall as the sky, to frighten them and tell them to be good? That's what I would have done.